My name is John Selesnik, and I'd like to tell you about the very best day of my life, the day I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, my Lord, the day I was saved or converted, born again. These are all terms that you'll read in the Bible, in the New Testament. And I would like to start at the outset just to say it's not just some feel-good kind of experience, although it brings a lot of joy, a lot of peace into your heart. It is a necessity. It's an absolute necessity. If ever you want to be in heaven after you die, you need to be born again, the Bible says. The Lord Jesus himself said these words. You can read them in John chapter 3 and verse 3. Except a man be born again, and that's except a man, woman, boy, or girl. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So it's an absolute necessity. So I'd like to tell you today how I was born again, how I was saved. I was raised in one of the major denominations, so I was taught about God, and I believed that God existed and that I had to answer to him. I believed the Bible was God's word, and these things are all crucial. They're critical if ever you're going to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We read these words in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I was raised, as I said, in a major denomination, and I guess it was after high school I started work. And so I decided to move out of the home, out of the house I was still 18 years old. And it wasn't long, being a young fellow on my own, a guy got involved in doing different things and some of the things I'm ashamed of. And so I was talking to my mom about these things, and she said to me, John, you know what you need to do? You need to go back to church. Of course, I hadn't been going to church, and really, even as we were growing up, as we got older, it really just got to a Christmas, Easter kind of occasion. But I thought that was a good idea. That was good advice. So I started going to a church close to where I lived, and I'd go every Sunday. And you know what happened? I started feeling pretty good about myself, but along the same time, I was looking down on other people. Be driving to church on a Sunday, and here's somebody cutting their grass, somebody washing their car. And so in my mind, I think, what, no time for God? And that's just being self-righteous, isn't it? And that's the danger, really, if people are trying to follow a religion in order to please God or in order to merit heaven. We can get self-righteous comparing ourselves to one another rather than going by what the Bible says. And the Bible is very clear that salvation, being saved or being sure of heaven is not by works. There's nothing we can do. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, we read these words, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. And then there's other scriptures in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So there's no way we can work our way to heaven. So I started going to church, as I mentioned, and it hit me one time when I was leaving, I was sincerely trying to please God, and I'd never read his word, never read the Bible for myself. So I got a Bible, and I started reading the scriptures, and there was things there that really opened my eyes. I read something like in Matthew, you'll read this, if you love father or mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. And I thought, Ma, that's a heavy-duty requirement. Anyways, at the time, of course, I was interested in the Bible and in other people's thoughts about the Bible and God. And really, God brought so many people into my life and circumstances. I don't really have time to explain it all. But looking back, it was almost like a chess game, God moving in all these different people to bring me to that point when he could deal with me and I could be saved. But a girl that I worked with at the time, she left a gospel invitation, an invitation to some gospel meetings on my desk at work. Didn't even speak to me about it, just left it there on my desk. Well, of course, she didn't know, but I was searching. In my mind, I'm going through all these things, I'm reading the scriptures. So she was working late that evening, and so was I. So we ended up talking a bit, and she gave me the gospel in summary. You know, explained how there's two classes of people, either you're saved or you're lost. If you're saved, you know for sure you're going to heaven. If you're lost, you're headed for hell and judgment, the lake of fire. And she knew for sure that she was going to heaven if she died. She had no question whatsoever. And that intrigued me. Because when I was younger, we lived in the city, and we lived near a street where there's it was a major street, Roncesvalles. There's still streetcars, I believe, there today. And I came home one day, I saw a man that had just been hit by a streetcar. And his bag of groceries was strewn all on the road. And I remember thinking afterwards, that what if that was me? Where would I be? I would have been about 10 or 11 at the time. And that stuck with me. Every now and then I'd think about that. You know, what if a priest didn't come in time? And so here was somebody who was sure she was going to heaven, no matter what. And so I went to the meetings, of course, and I heard the men preaching. And, you know, everything they said was backed up with the Bible. Everything came from the scriptures. And I heard things like, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3 and 23. And it talked about judgment for sin. God is holy. God is righteous. He will not allow sin into heaven. And I agreed with all that. I was taught that. But then the good news of the gospel, that Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for sinners. And I thought, well, yeah, I was taught that too, that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for the world. He died there for sinners. And so I agreed with these things, but I wasn't saved. I had no peace. And so for 2 weeks, I went through this period of soul trouble. It wasn't pleasant, because I was concerned. I was burdened about my sin. And I was afraid that I wouldn't make it to heaven. They preached as well. They told us that the Lord Jesus is coming again. And that's true. The Bible tells us that. He could come at any time. And if you're not saved and he comes to take the Christians to be with himself, you'll be left for judgment. And I was afraid that I'd be left behind for judgment. And so for 2 weeks, I went through this time, and they had given me little tracts, you know, papers that I could read at home. And I was looking in the scriptures, and I just wasn't saved. I couldn't get saved. So one night after the meetings, I stayed behind and was talking with the preacher, and he got his Bible out and he showed me verses and explained them, and I understood and I agreed, but I wasn't saved. So then he finally did something that was rather strange for a gospel preacher. He just sat back in his chair and he folded his arms. He said, John, it's too bad. Christ didn't die and we're just all going to hell. I thought, I know that's not true. And I thought, how do I know it's not true? And so my mind starts thinking. And as my mind wheels are turning, he turned to this verse in the Gospel of John chapter 5 and verse 24. And he started reading to me. Verily, verily, truly, truly, he says that means, truly, truly, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and he says, John, you're hearing his word. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So while he's reading these words, I'm going through in my mind, well, how do I know that that's not true? And I thought, well, because a priest told me. No, it's in the Bible. On this page, it says Christ died for sins. So I thought, well, if on this page it says Christ died for your sins and you believe it, and if on this other page it says if you believe that for yourself, you're saved, I thought, I can believe that too. And it was just that simple. And so he's going through these words, and I felt like a child, really, when they know something. In my mind, I pictured somebody coming up to me saying, John, are you saved? And I said, yeah. How do you know? God says so. And that's all I had. And that's all I need. Because if God says so, that's all I need. And so this was going through in my mind. And so I asked him, oh, could we look at that verse again? And so we read the verse again. And from that moment on, I've known my sins forgiven. And I know peace with God. And I too, like that girl that I work with, I'm sure of heaven, no matter what. If I was to die today, I know for sure that I'd be in heaven. And it's a wonderful thing to know your sins are forgiven. There's a, you know, when that, I was going to say, you know, when that happened was way back in, it was November the 3rd, back in 1978. So I've been enjoying God's salvation for over 40 years. I've known my sins forgiven. I've had peace. And there's a verse in Psalm 16, at the end of the verse, it says there, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And it's so true. It's a wonderful thing to be saved, to have that peace, and to be sure of heaven. And you know, that could be yours today, if you would simply put your faith, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. As I mentioned at the outset, it's a necessity. It's an absolute must. You must be born again. Because if you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, if you die without your sins forgiven, there's only eternal punishment, hell and the lake of fire for all eternity. So we do pray that you might trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Even today, just take him as yours. Believe what God says.